see this last paragraph here, Reish Pei Aleph. Hadvarim alim and arayim. Afilu Moshe Rabbeinu masti as ponov. Uchoshesh shem yovel aras achrei midoysev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was worried that he would start having tainas against Hashem. What are you doing? As ma'alev muven shuzu tzrichi lo yisanoga kol yudi b'shar sherachman nitzlan mitrachesh yisal avtzorah. So first of all, we have to understand that that's how we have to behave. And second of all, we have to understand that if Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time, we're also going to have a hard time. Don't think, no, I can deal with this and I'll be fine. First of all, Allah l'vassalat k'ragesh is kol ha-machshoves shel lama v'madua. First of all, you've got to get rid of all the questions, the kashas of lama v'madua. Start with small things. Don't start with, you know, world tragedies. Start with little things, you know, there's a flat tire here, there wasn't milk this morning. Start off with a couple of little things and train there. Don't start trying to push 500 kilos bench press. Yeah, you start with a little, you know.
What, be happy that there was a milk?
No, and it was not be happy, no, that's something else. Don't ask, lama v'madua, why is this happening to me, or why is there no milk, or what's going on here, can't you? Just, if this is what there is, that's what's best for me. Just accept that this is what Hashem is doing, this is what Hashem is doing, it's good for me. Yeah, that's all. Start with little things. Start training yourself to stop saying lama v'madua and start saying kol mishamayim. Kol mishamayim. At first it's artificial. I mentioned that yesterday. Any avodah has to be artificial, because if you were there, you wouldn't need to do the work. You needed to do the work, so therefore it has to be artificial by definition. If you were there, you wouldn't have to do the work. So how do you get to where you need to be? By pretending. But not to the extent where you're being a sugar. You can't start pretending you're Avram Avinu now. You have to pretend one step out of your reel, not 500 steps out of your reel. So I'm one of those funny Bali Tshuva, you know, on the third day at...
Fake it till you make it.
Right, but this is it's subtle. You have to, it's a cheshbon. You can go wrong. היצר מלבי שאלס אלה בכל מיני חשבון השמיים של חשבון הנפש וכולו וכולו אך על האדם לדעת שלא זו הנגון ראשיס עליו להשיח דעת. First of all, just מנתק. If this is what's happening, this is what Hashem wants. Boom. Stop trying to make חשבונס and where and how and what. All the חטאים we learned about now, the חטא העגל, the חטא המרגלים, the מסעיינים, was all based on חשבונס. It was all based on human seichel. The Chachukas comes along and tells you, stop making cheshboinus.
Because they said, Lo Yodan and Mahayola. Yeah?
Yeah, they're making cheshboinus. The Rogachev Goin once gave a shiur to the Bnei Yeshiva in which he proved unequivocally that it's a Mrs. Aser Deraisa to eat chometz on Pesach. And he gave them a month to shlog him up. And they couldn't. They couldn't come with a svara, kenegedi svara. After a month, they opened up a chumash. He said, "It's stating chumash. It's also tit chumash on Pesach."
They didn't go there first.
No, he came with lomdas. He came with svaras. They couldn't shlog up his svaras. The Rogachev was a genius beyond genius. Couldn't find a way to shlog him up. He said, "That's how far wrong human logic can take." Oh, very good. Also, another example. The Yidron. First thing is keep quiet. Just say it. It's vengeance goes in. Auto-suggestion is called today. I was trying to think of the word yesterday. Auto-suggestion. That's what the psychologists call the chinuch. You say something enough times, eventually you stop believing it. The ficha, the libcho lasis is called. It starts with a prayer. Only after the nefesh, whatever he means here, after the emotions have quietened down, the yudim sugal asadeh beliboyes hargoshes v'hamachshavoyes, and a person has time to settle and think about what's happening to him, azan nifras lefonov ka nerchav lavoy deruchnias lokol achayim. V'yoychil yis'alois v'laslo shteigin b'kabolis yisurim ba'aver. Now you come and you go into the world of Kabbalah, Yisurim Ba'ava, you can make a whole world out of it, a whole avodah. He can now go back and have a look at why he had a flat tire duck when it was raining, and he can go find the Nakuda Ha'ava there. Now he can go look quietly, calmly, after the fact and go find the Hakolot to buy it. Rambam. Kol machshava kazu kiyum mitzvah asay deraisa shel avos Hashem. Chutz me anything else, it's one of the sheish mitzvahs tmidis of avos Hashem. Kol mechika sh'ara moichek melibo es hagoshes atrunya v'kas o es choyses sviya sarotem in ogos Hashem imoyim. Every little thought, every zig of feeling, of thought, of complaint, of anger against Hashem, that he's not being fair with me, you remove a little bit of that from your heart. You can argue that if you want to. Dinim is that mamash akum of Avos Hashem. I can hear about tzadim, but certainly, why not? Aviz atzalayim ayetz lanu eitz amaisis. Ki yaduam avur ba'alocha mu'uva svarim ha-kadoshim ki b'shar she'adam kairik kriya shema k'shem es ha-posuk shema Yisrael v'ashem l'shem Hashem echot. It's brought down in many places, Sifre Kodesh, in the svarim ha-kadoshim, when you say shema, when you say the posuk shema Yisrael Hashem echot, Hashem echot, yechov ne'kabul alav ol malchus shemaim li'yoyz mukhen l'harug al kiddush Hashem ha-miyuchad. You should be prepared to there give up your life for Hashem. V'zu b'kol nafshecho, that's pshat obviously b'kol nafshecho, even if he takes your life. V'al kach omer akosuv ki eilecha harognu kol hayoyim. You look at the Mishnah Brura there, the Mishnah Brura brings us down. Ki eilecha harognu kol hayoyim, we've been killed in your name every day. If a person has kavona, when he says shema, that he's prepared at that moment to give up for his life, it's considered if he gave up his life. He should imagine in front of him, this is an avoid on Lag Boimer. It's one of the things. No one can tell me what Lag Boimer is. I'll tell them this is Lag Boimer. Imagine that there's this massive fire in front of you. Big, big fire burning in front of you. All the way up to the Shemayim. What else is it to do in Lag Boimer? Until the potatoes are ready, there's not that much to do. So you sang a few songs, now what do? You've got to be there to look after the children, you can't go inside. So,
who's going to have the potato?
Whatever, that's part of the cheshbon, not to jump in. I don't know if you've ever tried it, it's not so posh.
What's to jump in?
Think about it just. And you get a bit close, it's getting hot, once you take a few steps back. They were getting there, jumped into the fire, giving up their lives. Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim B'Shleimus Mashroise L'Kabbal Es Kola Bo'olav Me'eis Hashem Ba'ava. What does it mean, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? We say Shema three times a day. We mean Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It means I'm prepared to accept from Hashem whatever he throws at me, Ba'ava. If it's coming from Hashem, Nasa V'Nishma. Yud'ya Eimed U'machriz Al Yichud Hashem Arei Koyim Rabbi Nishalayla. Ahavti Eilecha Einu Ava Atolu B'Dova Klal. That love that I have for you, it's not dependent on anything. Whatever you throw at me, I mean makabel ba'ava. In the beginning it won't work, you have to say it, keep saying it, keep saying it. It goes in eventually, you know, there's no milk for your wheat up picks, or there's no wheat up picks and there's milk. What's worse? Not having a cigarette or not having matches? Ask the smokers, what's worse? It's probably worse to have a cigarette and not have matches than not have a cigarette.
There's a little water for the kitchen. He said, he was asking, why do you say Alderbach? Not on the heart, in the heart.
Just
put it on the heart.
Put it on the heart. Yeah, oh, eventually it'll go in. Yeah. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it. Eventually it goes in. It does. It's called auto-suggestion. And the psychologists were never wrong. Olam lefamim kasher adam atzia la'atzmo eish gedoy la'adlei v'shamayim v'hu koifetz etoy chadan einu chayim maspik as avos Hashem. V'inyan adayin ma'at teoreti. Sometimes he's all very nice eights or whatever, but at the end of the day it still remains very theoretical and the person's not prepared to swallow all these things. My father Zatzali says to Mishaven in Kriya Shema all the Yisurim that him and his family went through during the Holocaust. Shama Yumechadis Hashem Vayamchuvan Kikulam. and he recovered on himself and accepted upon himself that everything that happened to him was for his good and came from enormous avos Hashem. That's the way we're supposed to conduct ourselves towards our Yisurim. It's not going to happen in one day that a Jew is going to love Hashem b'kol leiv or b'kol nefesh. Ulam kasheoim eshma Yisrael v'ahavta alecha liskois kol oisam Yisurim. When he's saying Shema, let him remember all the Yisurim. Lizboinam ki kulam hayu letovoseinu. And remember, it's for my good. Me'avas Hashem Yisrael. It's coming from Hashem's love for me. That's why this is happening. Kach noich alakayim es mitzvah avas Hashem. Kach nisa'a le meyom leyom b'kabolos Yisurim v'ava v'yoysa mikach. So too he'll be makayiming every moment he's doing that, the mitzvah avas Hashem. And so too he will grow and develop and elevate himself and get closer to Hashem. And it will be love that's not tolu b'dover, because you know that Hashem loves us unconditionally, and you'll start loving Hashem unconditionally. Ad kam, the end of this Sefer Lamaisa, the end of the sugya of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'av, and obviously needs a lot of chazorah. We forgot how this thing even started. We're now about to do what's called Perek Vav. If I was him, I wouldn't have written Perek Vav. It's so open to misunderstanding, it's so open to mamash total kfira. Unfortunately today though, many people have discussed the sugya incorrectly, and there's a lot of kfira and misunderstanding about the sugya out there. So we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll learn it. But you have to... I take no responsibility for your... So anybody wants to leave now, you can leave. I'll wait a few minutes, you can pack your bags.
What is it about this chapter?
We'll see now. So anybody wants to leave now, you're welcome to leave. If you don't know this sugya, nothing's going to happen to you. If you get it wrong, a lot's going to happen to you. I've seen books written today that are on the shelves of very chosh of the people that has this wrong, and it's poshut kfira. Kfira the gam. You can lose your chaylok in a mabal chalas if you get this sugya wrong. So now that everybody's staying,
Jewish books was written about this?
So-called Torah books, yeah.
In English or Hebrew?
French, Spanish, Russian.
Oh, I gotcha.
Vostovilst.
I gotcha.
No, you'll find this sugya very misunderstood. When I first heard the sugya from Yaakov Hillel in a shia, I remember we were fighting with him, myself and Alon and Rel, used to go to his Monday night shia.
Who?
Yaakov Hillel. We were fighting with Hillel at Kadei when he was Magala the sugya in one of his shirim. Mufurish and Arizal. Zohar brings us down. The Arizal says it, Mufurish. Ramchal. I remember we were, the whole week, that's all we could talk about. We were screaming, and I mean, it goes against everything. You see? Ain't Sophika, we called Marainu at Koa Dain, Lo Yotzonu, Yedechovos, Seinu, Oides, Ma, Sheniten, Lamuk, Veladalo, Ismidivre, Chazal, Besugia, Mukashel, Kabolis, Yisurim, Ba'ava. I think it's pretty obvious that we have not, even we've taken to everything we've learned up to now and said up to now, that we have not fulfilled the chiyuv of discussing and going into the sugya of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava properly. We have not gone to the depths. Ulam yachad in zois choyv eleinu lilmoyde satvorim, yishanen alamik esayim behem. Nevertheless, we have an obligation to learn them and to go as deep and be even as much as we can. מי שבדו יקפז אל המשיח אין יודע להתמודד עם יסורים מתוך השקופס התורה. Somebody today who doesn't know how to look at Yisurim and look at the world through the correct spectacles using השקופס התורה, but some are קשה עד מאוד. His life is not going to be so pleasant. We know that. Hey, look around. הדברים נכתב לעל בסתר ישמע אין אין דברים השובים לכל נפש. What's coming now on is not for everybody. משה למד עובד דוימה. למשכי כאבים שכאשר הראשון אינו מועיל מוכרח למקחת משכח כאבים חריף יותר. When the first cream ointment doesn't work for whatever the ailment is, then you have to take something a little stronger. Need something a bit more חריף. You know, the Akamol doesn't work, you might have to take something a little bit more, you know, then you get to, until you start taking whatever, morphine or whatever. כמו כן ביומים אלו קשה יסורים מתעצמים ומתגברים. Today when the יסורים are just like, huh? דויך בוסה, דויך. קשה אנו עברים את החבולים הצעירים האחרינים לפני לידה עם עם ישראל מחדש. We're going through the final birth pains, the labor pains of a birth of a new Klal Yisrael. We need to use things a little bit deeper than we used to learning. Lo dai lanu betrufo is kaloi chayu maspikas ba'ava. It's not enough the ekamols. Alein nishtamesh betrufa yoteh chazakot. Im lo nishtadeh la'amik lo nimtza kadeh rufoseinu. And if we don't go deep and we don't make an effort here, we're not going to find the refuah that we need. Malach oma yoyseh ba'avonis inin ha'asunim bedoreinu. Melamad etanu achosid ramoy shachayim ritzoto. V'sifrei das tfunas ois and as I mentioned, I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, this is an Arizal as well. This is where the sugya starts. Gila lanu raboseinu zal es asher nigla lehem misoid Hashem lireyov. Chazal revealed to us what was revealed to them. This principle that the secrets of the world are revealed to those that fear Hashem. That the whole purpose of an Adam, the reason of the Bria, is that a person should be lisaneg al Hashem la'anus miziv shchinosoi. Shezehu atayinu gamiti v'ayinu nagodu mikol ha'adinim shechoyim li'motza. The lotion of the Mesillas Yesharim. The world was created for pleasure. That's what the world was created for. Adam ain't nivra el lisane. You have to know how to read this. Most people read it like this. Adam lo nivra el lisane la Hashem la'anus miziv shchinosoi. That's not the way to read it. You have to read it like this. Adam lo nivra el lisane. The person was only created lisane. Now, what's the greatest pleasure? Oh, lisane el Hashem la'anus miziv shchinosoi. But you have to know the first thing you put in this world for pleasure. Why do you need to read it that way? Because you need to know that if you don't go after that pleasure, you'll go after other pleasures. False pleasures. There's much counterfeit pleasure out there. Ruchni's pleasures. Never mind, we're not chas v'chalila. We've already transcended physical pleasures or whatever. But there's much, much, much counterfeit spiritual pleasures out there as well. You're in this world to have pleasure. We pleasure seekers at core. Now you know what the greatest pleasure, what's the correct pleasure? And that's the reason of the whole Bria. And in order to bring a person, that's the only reason we're here. Everything we're doing is to bring us to one point. And since this tainug will not be shalom, why it has to be that way, we're not going to go into now. Unless this is given as a reward and not as lechem chesed, as charity. It's only going to be shalom, you're only going to enjoy this pleasure to its utmost if you've earned it. Hashem put us in this world, He gave us Bechira, and we have to work. Hashem balanced the light and the darkness very carefully, so you have Bechira. And now you have Nishenus. And then eventually a person will earn the reward. Bedin, not Bechesed. You earned it. When a person goes and gets his salary at the end of the month, he worked, he earned it. Not getting charity. Because if it's charity, it's chaseh. The pleasure is not the ultimate pleasure. Why was it all created with 10 mamoris? It could have been created with one. No. Is to give the Rishoyim who destroy the world, to give them punishment, the world, they destroy the world, it was created with 10 mamoras, to give them oinesh, and to give the tzaddikim, and makayim the world that's created with 10 mamoras, more scha. So everyone understands the Mishnah now, and we can move on. Anyone understand pshat in this Mishnah? He's not discussing, but I'm going to ask the question, we'll leave it for now, we'll maybe discuss it later, remind me. You're going to a store. Yeah, you're at the duty free store. You remember you haven't brought your wife a present, you're on the way home. Mm-hmm. You go in there, the guy, you ask the guy, how much does it cost? He tells you $10. So I don't want to pay $10, I want to pay $100. Okay. I says, but it's a $10 article. He said, I don't care. I'm paying $100 for this item. Yeah? Pay $100 for the article. I says, you're sugar, you want to pay $100. Beside it, he's not arguing. I'll even give you a receipt for $100. That's what you want. You want to show off to your wife. It's $100 and $10. On the plane, the thing gets damaged. So he sues the airline for the article. Yeah. How much can he claim from the airline for this article? $10 or $100?
Ten.
Why 100?
He's got a receipt. $100.
But it's not worth $100.
He's got a receipt from the government.
So he never got a receipt. So. How much? That's just for his wife. How much can he claim? $10. Why can't he claim $100? Because he could have bought it for $10. You paid $100. It's your business. So why should the Hashem get punished more? Hashem could have created the world with one maimer. He decided to create it with 10. Why should the Hashem get punished more?
He could have done it 100. That would have been worse. But he did 10.
Because if we have 10 maimerot, that means we have a scale.
I said, we ask him the question, we'll discuss it later.
That's appreciation.
Otherwise, you don't understand this Mishnah. You don't understand this Mishnah. Ma'an Talmud lo'im, ba'am ha'mechad yechel evriyos. It must be that because he created with 10 mamaras, that somehow they did something worse, and that's why they need to get more inish. It can't be because I created it with 10 mamaras, therefore you're getting clapped 10 times. There must be some connection between the asar mamaras and the rishis that they did. Asar mamaras shem nivra'ilam arayim ke'esa shlivois besulam. Forget about the question for now. Different approach. The 10 mamaros are 10 rungs on a ladder. Yechayim l'ala is besulim v'yechayim v'redes bo. In the upper ladder, you go down a ladder. Metzias priyas ha'olam be'esa mamaros k'mur k'nitenes ha'dargas bo'olam. Dan efsharut li'ayit toiv yoteh u'tof pachot. The world being created with esa mamaros gives a person a chance to go up in levels or go down in levels. You can be better, you can be worse. It gives an opportunity to give schar to those who go higher and to punish those who don't. If the world is created with one maimer, you wouldn't be able to go up and down and go where you would be where you were, and you would stay there. The world was created with levels, so now you can go up the levels or down the levels. So now you can get rewarded, now you can get punishment. Whichever way you want to cut this cake, the bria was put here in order to give us a nisayon. So that you can earn the reward and not get it with chesed. You're not eating bread of shame. Okay, let's just put this on the table. And once again, until you've understood this, don't understand anything. If you don't understand this, don't understand it. If you think you've understood this when you read this for the first time, I promise you now you haven't understood it. If you don't understand this, better not to know it. The whole purpose of the Bria is now in my hands, right? Because the purpose of the Bria was to give me reward. If I don't do the mitzvahs and I don't stand the nisoinus and withstand the test that I have to withstand, then Hashem can't give me the reward, and therefore the entire bria was a waste of time, chalila. Correct? He's not going to give you the good if you don't earn it, because giving it to you for free is not worth anything. If you have to earn it, if you don't choose to earn it, you've mavatl the purpose of the bria. That's not another pshat, that is the pshat. Ulam ein advarim pshutim, we have the whole chapter here, go back and look, we have a chapter, bishvili nivroilam. Ulam ein advarim kapshutim, that is mamash the pshat. That's what chayv adam loim kol yom, you have to say it every day, because you have to know. Without you, it's game over. Ulam ein advarim pshutim, hayim be'emes tizbatal kol abriya. One second. Yeah, I didn't put on tefillin today, now that's what Hashem decides, that's it's game over. No more world, finished. Sure, never put a tefillin today. I can't give him the reward for his tefillin. Therefore, the whole reason I created the world is bottle. Never, I'm going back to bed. Lo yitochen. Lo yitor and shalem lo yigil etachli shakolosh bochur reitzes shiugir. It's not shaykh. The world's not going to go where it's got to go to. Hashem created a world. He's going to run it for 6,000 years. He's going to put all this koyches and effort into it, so that one guy can come along and blow the whole thing up. One ice doesn't go into the sefer Torah. The whole sefer Torah is possible. Put it in shameless, nigmasi pool, the whole world, Hashem took, we're talking about. Hashem starts a business, in Islam he's going to be matzliach. B'shel kach gozra chachmasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehanig es ha'olam b'shnei minyan oves. Hashem therefore decided to run the world in two different ways, two different hanhogas. Hashem mitzad echad hu niras k'soish rezu ezer b'taklis. At first you have to understand that these are completely contradictory hanhogas. But really they complement each other in totality. The first Hanhoga, which is the one we're accustomed to and the one we understand and we know, is called Hanhoga Samishpat. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world according to Din and Mishpat. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. You do a mitzvah, you get reward. You do an aver, you get punished. Kol mesudar. Din. Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Melech in his mahalach of mishpat establishes the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kov chukim bo'olam. Mi shemakayim es chukim shehem shasar mitzvos lo taseh v'ramach mitzvos aseh. Hashem has a law book, he has mishpatim, he has chukim, he has laws called 613 mitzvahs. The Kabbalah is a scholar, you do it, you get reward. The Kabbalah is oynesh, and he doesn't get oynesh. That's poshut. If you don't believe this, you're a kofer b'ikar, you have no chelek in Klal Yisrael. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikorim. Someone who says there's no schav oynesh, who doesn't understand this, doesn't believe this, lo ma'amin be'emuna shleima, ain't chelek b'Klal Yisrael. He's in the category of the people, the Rambam Paskins, you have to hate. He believes everything else, he just doesn't believe in schav oynesh. He's an apikoyrus. Kfira gamru. And it's all tolu b'min, my bechira, how I use my bechira, where I have bechira. Ulam kivan shayelam chayv lagir b'sofer shel dov le'tachlifo. At the end of the day, the world has to get to where it's got to go to. V'kodesh Baruch Hu masav u'manages ha'olam b'hanhoga pnimis nisteris. Hashem runs the world with another hanhoga, a deeper hidden hanhoga. Shal pia sof sof yagir ha'olam matarosa sofis l'shleimuz le'tachlifo. Then no matter what happens, the world's going where it's got to go to. The world's got to go where it's got to go. And it's going to get to where it's got to get to. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's not a revealed hanoga, it's a hidden hanoga. Hanoga zu mechana ramchal b'shem hanoga sayichud. The ramchal calls us hanoga sayichud. So you have two hanogas, hanoga samishpat, which was not chiddush to us. We said every morning on Imam with Shleima, she's Chavoinesh, no problem, that's Poshut. There's something else, it's called Hanhoga Sayichud, which we have no access with, we have no business with, we have nothing to deal with. Hanhoga Zuhia Betochen Va'aruvya, She'emash Yeh Sof Kol Sof Tegia Brila Tachliso V'yikayim Rotzen Hashem B'Bir Soilo. No matter what happens, the world's going where it's going to go to, and Hashem's going to Mekayim, his reason, he created the world. Completely contradictory.
It's not up to us.
Nothing to do with you. No matter what you do, the world's going where it's going. But I understand. The world's not going where it's going if I don't do what I'm going to do. Poshut. They're completely so-so. I warned you. This is not easy. Why I need to know about this Hanhoga Sayichud, we'll see as we go through. It's Hashem tomorrow. We'll pick it up. We'll see. Right now, if you just want a bit of advice on how not to get up to Kodesh till we meet again tomorrow, we start getting into trouble, yeah? The same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Din, and then he saw that it wasn't going to be Mekayim, so he put in what? Rachamim. And he runs the world today with Din v'Rachamim. Everybody understands that? No problem. It's impossible. Din v'Rachamim is impossible to work together, they're mutually exclusive. Din means you light a cigarette on Shabbos, you get zapped by lightning. Rachamim means Hashem gives you time to do tshuva. So at that moment, what was working, Din or Rachamim? Rachamim. It says the world works with Din and Rachamim at the same time.
Can do though.
Can't.
Why not? You can have a din. You can have a din, but you have a suspended sentence.
That's rachamim.
That's rachamim.
So that's where's din?
No, so din. You got it.
That's kun rachamim. There's no din now. Because din means you're supposed to die now. Rachamim means I give you a suspended sentence. So now you don't have din and rachamim working together. You only have rachamim.
Would you say it's maybe like the egel azav? They were meant to be killed. That's what they say. They're gonna give a little punishment every generation. So the punishment was there to be killed, but every generation people get killed.
That's rachamim.
But there's din that people get killed.
Well, there's din. It's not going
completely. It's not going completely. But people, it's a happening thing.
You're mystifying din. Din means now you're dead. Finished. Game over. You did an avail. You just stepped out of reality and you don't exist anymore. That's din. Rachamim means okay. Let's see how we can ease the pain. There's no din anymore. If Tetzman's gave a whole shiur explaining why you can't understand din v'rachamim any more than you can understand yedi and bechira, you can't understand those things.
It's a goal. It's a din. It's a way to go to the din.
So then you can't say the notion that Chazal used, that the world is run with din and rachamim biyachad. Biyachad. It's impossible. And yet Hashem says, "I'm running the world with din v'rachamim."
Person moves, then he goes to
Rachamim. That's not Chazal. Chazal say that it's working together. It's impossible. The same way we'll see that Aros HaMishpat and Aros HaYichud, it's impossible. We'll see. You can't understand.
But be careful. When he finishes, I'll come back.
The problem here, I'll just give you one problem. There are many problems here. The one problem here, if you misunderstand this, you'll never do tshuva again.
You'll never do tshuva again
because you don't think you did anything wrong. If you understand Aros HaYichud wrong, and you step out of the world in Angus HaMishpat and you try to live in Angus HaYichud, you won't ever do tshuva. Because what did I do wrong?
Why? Because it's predetermined.
No, we'll see.
No?
We'll see why. No, not because it's predetermined. We'll see. I've seen this brought down, by the way.
Really?
That after you did the Aveira, that was the Rotzen Hashem that you did the Aveira. If it was Rotzen Hashem that did the Aveira, so why do tshuva? Did the Rotzen Hashem? The Rambam Mefurish in the Shmoneh Prokim says that's nonsense.
Wasn't that the matzav of Moshe Rabbeinu?
Which one?
The din and the rachamim. He understood there needed to be din by him not being allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then Parshas Veschanan, he wants to try and get into Eretz Yisrael. So the first was din, and he understood din, and then he...
That's the problem. We can't understand din v'rachamim working. The end of our kazim.
But now it's not all rachamim; it's din rachamim together. So there has to be some way that can work together.
But it works together the same way as yedi and bechira work together. We have bechira, and Hashem knows everything. We just understand how it works. But it's working. Chazal said it works together. We don't understand how. The same as Angogas HaMishpat, Angogas HaYichud work together. But there's no way to understand how.
We can't intellectually understand why.
We can't understand how. It's impossible because we don't have access to infinite four processes.
You're saying you're going to explain it?
I'm not going to explain anything. I'm going to read and translate.
Come on.
No, I don't claim to understand this either. I'm terrified of this sugya. I'm trying to run away from it. But we arrived here eventually, so we have to deal with it. And the way he deals with it is gewaldig. Whenever you encounter the nonsense approach to this again, you'll have kalim to modded.
But we have also the collective aspect. Life. That means it's not only the individual one, it's also the collective, and this one is even more important sometimes.
Yeah.